We're going to hear now about how one school district is providing services for homeless students. Across the country, there are more than a million homeless students, and an estimated 3,600 go to school in Dallas. The Dallas Independent School District has created drop-in centers in almost every high school where homeless students can get breakfast, a toothbrush, a pair of jeans, even counseling. Bill Zeebel of member station KERA visited one of them.
A right turn down the first floor of Bryan Adams High School leads to the school's first-ever drop-in center on this, its very first day. It's Friday morning, an hour before class. A converted schoolroom offers almost anything a homeless student might need, from coffee and counseling to packaged foods, deodorant, even a stack of backpacks. Jody Martin works here, helping parents get more involved with the school and their kids' education. She was worried nobody would show, so she's pleased that about a dozen students are quietly checking it out.
That in itself says that they're curious and they're going to tell their friends. I mean, even if it's a kid just hearing that, hey, there's, you know, muffins and apple juice, and they're going to know that, hey, there are resources out there.
In the weeks leading up to this opening day, Martin put the word out around school about the drop-in center. Cameron is a senior at Bryan Adams High. We aren't using his last name to protect his privacy. He says he heard about it, showed up, and calls it a big deal.
Because it's used to help students out that are not usually, like, self-sufficient, like their parents don't help them out or anything. Also helps them if they need food or they can't stay with their friends and help them go to a homeless shelter. They also provide different stuff for the students.
Cameron's needed all those services and more. He says his dad's been out of the picture for years. And things got so bad with his mom, she kicked him out of the house. That helped qualify him as homeless. Cameron got help through Child Protective Services and at age 17, officially a minor, became his own legal guardian. He's now back home with his mother and dreams of getting out to college.
I am shooting for something like outside of the state. I'm gonna come back. It's just that I need to leave for a little bit.
Students in tough situations say these drop-in centers help them stay in school. Homeless doesn't necessarily mean you're on the street. Sometimes money's so tight in the family, parents pay by the week for a place. Other students sofa surf with friends, or they've been kicked out because they're lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender. Growing up in Australia, Jody Martin, with her own family issues, wishes she'd had a drop-in center as a kid.
I didn't have support at home, so it would have been good to know that there was a drop-in center with resources for me. Sorry. It hits close to home, you know. I see these kids, and I mean, sometimes it's a matter of they just need to know that someone cares. Because sometimes you do. You just need to know that someone cares because you don't have that at home.
Mike Moran, Bryan Adams' assistant principal, suspects this new drop-in center could serve up to 200 kids here. That's 10% of the school population, where 90% are minorities and 90% are economically disadvantaged. Those numbers come close to reflecting the district as a whole. Moran says most kids are too embarrassed to tell anyone they're homeless or they're struggling.
A lot of times it is revealed that there's just a temporary living situation, they're in a motel, they're now staying with aunt and uncle, or even in worst case scenarios, people have gotten deported and, you know, they're trying to make ends meet and they're having a hard time making it to school. So just those anecdotal conversations, we know that there's more than 50 students.
And that's just the case in this one Dallas high school in a district with an estimated 3,600 homeless students. For NPR News, I'm Bill Zeebel in Dallas.